Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Here we are then in a post-general election world at the moment. And during the election campaign, there is a lot of talk about pensions. Now, the government obviously controls the state pension, and you may have heard talk of scrapping the triple lock pensions. You may have heard of different ways that we're going to have to fund the state pension in the future. And if you're thinking about your pension and wondering whether it's going to be quite as good as it has been in the future, delighted to say, pension expert Steve Connolly from Workplace Pension Direct joins me in the studio. Thank you for coming in, Steve.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Steve, your company specialises in setting up auto-enrolment pension schemes for businesses, doesn't it?
That's right. We specialise in setting up workplace pensions for businesses.
If you're an employee at a company, you might just be a bit confused about how you can have an input into your pension. And you might also be a bit confused about why you're only being given a certain option by your pension. Companies choose which pension scheme they go into, don't they?
That's right, Tom. It's called auto-enrolment for a reason, because entry to the workplace pension scheme is automatic. So that is, you as a worker are put into a pension scheme. The fund and the scheme are chosen for you, and the contributions are made on your behalf, are deducted from your pay, the employer contributes, and it's all sort of out of your hands, really.
Now, I was going to say lazy part of me, but I think I mean the efficient part of me, thinks, brilliant, I don't have to deal with that. I can get on with doing my job, with my family life, all that sort of stuff. My pension's just going to be taken care of. But how can I be sure that the pension is the right thing for me? Who is looking after that?
Yeah, so you have no say in the matter as a worker, as you say, which has its advantages. You don't have to think about it. Yeah. You'll automatically get put into a pension scheme. So the responsibility, as you say, Tom, is on the employer. The question is, are they doing what they're meant to be doing? Are they exercising their responsibilities in the safe way for the employees? I have to say there are a lot of good examples of workers being put into good quality pension schemes by their employers, being very, very considerate of the needs of the workers. Mm. And the requirements are that the employer does that. But however, there are large numbers of employers who aren't doing that, who are actually choosing the first scheme they come across or one their accountant has recommended. So really you have to look a little bit deeper into what's behind that and what consequences can be.
Now, I hear accountant there and I kind of think, well, they know what they're doing with money and finance. Surely that would be OK. But then I think about it a little bit more and I think, company accountant. Are they going to be thinking about me or are they going to be thinking about what's best for the company?
You're right. The company accountant, often they are thinking about the company. Also, they're not always expert on pension schemes. Mm. So often accountants aren't expert, experienced or perhaps insured to advise on company pension schemes. So the ICAEW, which is the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales, have issued guidance for their members, which are the chartered accountants. They're saying what they really need to do, which is if they're going to give pension advice, then they need to consider several factors. If they're not going to give advice, then they need to point out to the employer that they're not giving advice and they need to consider the several factors. But in practice, I think there's a practice issue that guidance, it really in general, isn't being followed. Often the employer takes a pension scheme, perhaps that is the easiest to set up or perhaps is the cheapest for them.
I can imagine as an employer, put myself in the employer's shoes rather than the employee for a minute, that I've probably already got a relationship with an accountant. So for me, in terms of my efficiency, I'm just going to go to that accountant and say, I've got to set this up. I know I've got to set this up. Can you help me? Can you help me do it? And I imagine a lot of accountancy firms are going, yeah, that is a service we should offer.
That's right.
But they might just be doing it as a bolt-on rather than something they've spent the time and effort learning how to do.
Yes, so accountants, their main focus is really doing the annual returns, the books. Payroll itself is actually a bolt-on for many accountancy practices. Mm. And setting up a pension scheme is a bolt-on to the bolt-on, if you see what I mean. Yeah. So it sort of waters down, really, the levels of expertise they have in this matter. So the accountants do follow the ICAEW guidance, which is really to either give advice on a scheme where they do have the expertise in-house or warn the employer of the consequences if they're just going to use a sort of one-size-fits-all for all of their clients.
Is there a way to know if you're an employer that the person you're talking to has the relevant knowledge, skills, experience to advise on pension schemes. Is there a kind of mark of good practice?
It should be in the contract of agreement between the employer and the accountant about the extent of their advice, what they cover and what they don't cover. Often they make it explicitly clear that they don't give pensions advice and say, really, it's down to you as an employer. And then they sort of add, however, in a majority of cases, people choose or employers choose Nest, say the government-backed scheme. And if you want to choose that, then we'll set that up for you, and that's easy, and we'll be straightforward. And the employer says, right, yes, well, if most people are doing it,
I'll do it. And then is that then contradicting that clear regulation that I guess that the government have said that you've got to consider what's best? That's not considering
that's
what's
right.
best, is it?
Yeah, I mean, if you think back to the days of PPI, as an example, most of the banks were doing PPI. And if you're a bank thinking, shall I do PPI on my arrangements? You say, well, most people are doing it. Nothing can go wrong.
So,
So there are considerations. You know, they have to think about the governance of the scheme, the sustainability of the pension scheme. So is it a sustainable, well-run scheme? Of course, is it compatible with the payroll system? But in particular, for the employee's perspective, they need to consider costs and charges. And sometimes schemes that are not expensive or, in fact, free for the employer are very expensive for the employee. The accountant often works with companies like my company. We are expert in the areas where they perhaps aren't. Mm-hmm. There is guidance. There is guidance notes basically on the pensions regulator website about how to do the task, but it is quite an onerous task. Mm-hmm. Costs and charges are quite difficult to get to the bottom of. Mm-hmm. You have to think about discrimination, whether there's an ethical requirement or a religious requirement in terms of pension scheme choice. You have to think about tax relief. Accountants should know about tax relief, but we've found that often they're not always paying close attention to low-paid workers who potentially could miss out on tax relief completely.
Right.
And there's also staff communications that need to be thought through. So that's the accountant's advice. And I would add to that, you need to think about the size of the pension. If it's only a small pension scheme and you're a big employer, you could be a guinea pig really for that pension scheme. Also the investment solutions. So for example, Nest, the investment solution might lead to lower returns than other schemes going forward, and could leave you with smaller pension pots. So if that hasn't been considered, you know, that could be a material omission in the future.
If I'm an employee,
yes,
and I am thinking, oh, I'm not certain that my employer has thought this through, I'm not certain that they're doing all those things that they need to do, it feels like this has been rushed. It feels like they maybe picked a scheme that I've read my letter and I don't think this is the best scheme. Can you do anything?
Yeah, so I say in the first instance, express an interest to your employer, and then the employer might treat it as important. If you have done that and they haven't still treated it as an important decision, there are several other steps you could take. So, for example, the pensions regulator has set up a whistleblowing hotline. So if your employer seems to be missing contributions or making hasty decisions in choosing a scheme, then you can actually report the employer on the hotline to the pensions regulator. And in fact, a large number of people do so.
So it's quite important if you are an employer listening to this that you do take this seriously and get it right. If you're listening to this and you are an employer and you're thinking, I thought I was sorted and it's much more of a minefield than I thought it was, and perhaps want to talk to somebody maybe at Workplace Pensions Direct, how can they find out more about you?
Yeah, so you can find out more about Workplace Pensions Direct on our website, which is workplacepensionsdirect.co.uk.
Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.